This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There is a price to pay if you want to get God's message. Hosea 6:3 tells us, "We will come to know the truth only if we keep on seeking to know the Lord." We must follow on or press on. It takes effort, commitment, and patience. Paul wrote Timothy to do his best to be approved of God. If he did, he would not be ashamed as a workman, and he would learn how to handle the Word of God correctly, 2 Timothy 2:15. Even at the end of his life, Paul wanted his knowledge of Christ to become a more vital part of his daily experience, Philippians 3:10. Many get discouraged when studying God's Word. They want easy, instant answers, but God is not in a hurry. A faithful search and willingness to obey are what he asks. He'll teach you all you need to know, when you need to know it, if you remain a faithful student. It took Abraham years to learn the faith life. Even under Christ's masterful teaching, the disciples didn't learn overnight. Too many Christians are content to be spoon-fed. Unfortunately, too many churches are willing to spoon-feed them. According to 1 John 2:20 through 27, we can get God's message directly from God's Word through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In addition, God has gifted some to teach in the church. We should go to learn from them and then follow the example of the Bereans by returning home to check the Bible to be sure that what was taught is correct. Acts 17:11. Conversely, when we discover something new in the Word, we should check it out with a mature Christian or by consulting a Bible commentary. You can review this program by going to the website gettingthemessage.org.